Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I think somebody gave it the evil eye. I think somebody cursed me. You know how I've been trying to fight for stopping the time changes? I think the biannual time changes are ridiculous. We're going to be coming up with another time changes spring. I'm sick of spring forward. I'm finished with fall back. And I want the House to finally pass what the Senate unanimously passed. And even President Biden said he would sign off on to stop the daylight savings time changes. But some of the critics who want to preserve daylight time changes twice a year say, but then we're going to forget to change our smoke alarm batteries. What are you talking about? Set a reminder to change the smoke alarm batteries. We don't have to disrupt the whole flipping world and have us all on different times and not know what the hell time it is in Hawaii and Arizona, because Arizona and Hawaii don't do what everybody else does. And we don't even know where we're going and where we're flying and what the time. I don't think we need to go through all that drama just to remember to change our smoke alarm batteries. Well, I think somebody thought that they could kind of get me back, and they gave me the evil eye or the stink eye, and I have been for 4 days plagued with that chirping of the smoke detector in the house. Now, it isn't just a chirp. It's not a cute little, you know, birdie, canary chirp. It is such a horrific sound that the dog yelps when it happens and the cats run. Okay, this has caused such mayhem in the house. Now, Corey was out of town, so I found a ladder. I do know where the ladder is. Tried to climb the ladder. I tried to remove the smoke alarm, but somebody told me that it's illegal. If you take the smoke alarm and you don't put it back, and if you mess with this fire, the smoke alarms go, isn't that just on planes? And they say, no, it's illegal if you mess with it in your house. I go, but I need to stop the chirping sound. So then I hid the dog in a room that was going to be quiet because it would chirp for 4 flipping days. Okay, then hubby comes home, and I go, thank God, I can't tell. And that's the other thing, too. When it chirps, you can't tell. So you're running around the house going, I think it's this one. And then you're like, well, I'm going to sit and wait. And then it doesn't happen. And then it doesn't happen. And then I got to go pee. As soon as I run to go pee, chirp. And it's like, where the hell is this? And the cats are running all over the place, dogs are all over the place, and nobody's in town, so nobody can help me, and I can't figure it out. So where did I go? I went to Facebook, and I went to Twitter. And you guys helped solve it. So some of you are like, well, maybe it's not your smoke, because we took out all the batteries. So hubby's home. And I'm like, thank God I'm married, because I don't know what I would do if I was single. So hubby comes home, and he changes out all the batteries. Even though we changed the battery 6 months ago, it still chirps. Okay, now he's getting mad. Because, you know, when a man doesn't get sleep for a day, it's like, you know, Armageddon. Meanwhile, I've been like, I've been dealing with this for 4 days, okay? I'm about to lose my flippin' mind. So all the batteries are changed out. He even went and bought new 9-volt. He said, maybe the batteries you bought at Amazon are cheap, Dahlia. Let me go get some fancy schmancy batteries like the Duracell, because I buy Amazon brand. Let me buy the Duracell at Home Depot. He went to Home Depot for batteries. Still have the chirping. So then people on Facebook are like, well, what about your carbon monoxide monitor? The carbon monoxide monitor was fine. Then somebody said it could be behind your refrigerator. There could be a chirping sound from behind the refrigerator. Sometimes if behind the refrigerator it gets wet. Well, you know how my cat Shakaboo does pee-pee house. No pee-pee that wasn't doing it. Then somebody said it could be my microwave. Of course, my doctor friends are like, do you have Meniere's disease? You know, do you have tinnitus? Maybe you need to check. Some say tinnitus. I say tinnitus. Maybe you need to check. Maybe you need a round of steroids. I don't need a round of steroids. I need... Because then the dog needs the steroids, the cat needs the steroids, the family needs steroids, the whole flipping neighborhood. You know, we live near some Golden Knights, so they offered to, like, take their hockey stick and just blast the sucker. So the house now has all the smoke detectors completely changed out, separated. We have them all in an area so we could figure out where the chirping is. And then some people wrote on Facebook and Twitter that you could change out the battery 17 times. The monitor could be a bad monitor and still chirp. And I'm like, you're flipping kidding me? Now, our house, I think, is only about 7 years old. It's not an old house. They're new monitors. But we still don't know which one is chirping. So now we have to buy all new smoke monitors. Well, we figured it out. What we did is we think we got the one, and we did disarm it. I just hope I don't get arrested for disarming the one. We have like 7 fire alarms in our house. But thank God, my friend David said it's a microwave oven. And our microwave oven makes a lot of sounds. Oh, and then somebody said it could be your rice detector. We have a rice maker, but that beep is a pretty little beep. It's not something chirpy. But everybody said that to remove the batteries, clean the detectors with a can of compressed air. This is from Jeannie. Before replacing the batteries, hold the reset button down for 15 seconds to discharge it. And residual power in the detector. Once discharged, put the new battery in. That should do the trick. That's what worked for us. Okay, I wish I did take that advice because we just bought all new smoke detectors. And if I knew that my smoke detectors would have a discharge problem, I would have just taken them to the gynecologist and said, here, you know, my gynecologist is an expert on vaginal discharge. I'm sure she could figure out discharge from a smoke detector. So, you know, somebody said turn the power off. Somebody told me to shut down the power grid of the whole house, to just shut that down. Somebody said to spray my smoke detector with the fire extinguisher because maybe the smoke detector is delusional and thinking there's a house fire. So to load it up with the foam so it wouldn't wake us up. But finally, I got a decent night's sleep last night. So thank you guys on Twitter and Facebook for covering me. I got this figured out, but damn, I am so sick of these smoke detectors, man. 1-877-DR-DELLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. I'm sorry, Jason, our producer today. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the Cowboys beat the Bucks yesterday, 31-14, wild card round. I was torn on this game because you know I'm a Cowboys fan. I love the Cowboys. But Tom Brady, I did put money on when Tom Brady came out of retirement last year that Bucks would make it all the way to the Super Bowl and win it. I also did that with the Bills. And I know it could be anybody. So it was one of those things where it's like I want the Cowboys to advance. I had money on Cowboys yesterday too, but I was like, "Crap, I also wanted the Bucks to make it to the Super Bowl, so what do I do?" So, and I don't want this to be Tom Brady's last game. I want Tom Brady to still play. So it was a pretty emotional game, even though I was really, really happy that the Cowboys won. Unfortunately, there was a pretty bad accident. Russell Gage got hurt in the fourth quarter,
And he is still, I believe, in the hospital getting testing. He was taken off the field by a stretcher. He was, I think, also fasciculating. He was twitching on the field. It looked like a pretty severe neck injury from what I could see. But they also said he suffered a concussion. So the Bucks had written a statement last night saying after suffering a neck injury and concussion during the fourth quarter of last night's game, Russell was taken to a local hospital where he remained overnight for additional testing and observation. He has had movement of all his extremities and will undergo additional testing today. So he wasn't able to get back up, and it looked bad. And, you know, it's interesting because I was watching the game with my sons, and, you know, we talked about the DeMar Hamlin. They saw the DeMar Hamlin collapse on the field with the Buffalo Bills game a few Mondays ago. And my kids had been pretty involved in sports until they had injuries. One son has pretty severe knee dislocations. The other one got concussed a lot playing football. And it's, you know, when we watch this happen, you know, the same question always comes up. How much injury will you take? And how much would you suffer for, you know, being in the NFL? And it's every guy's dream. Well, and my dream too. Trust me, I have fantasies that I am playing football. I'm the receiver for Tom Brady. Tom Brady's like, Dolly's the only one that's open. Right? And he throws it to me, catch it, make a touchdown, or I get a pick six. Because I don't know. Jimmy Garoppolo is playing and he sees me and he falls in love with me and I'm like, oh, Jimmy, you're so handsome. And then he doesn't notice and he's about to get sacked, so he throws it. I end up catching it. I do a defensive scoring. So anyway, I'm always fantasizing about playing football. And the NFL is this is the Olympics of football. And being a physician for prior NFL players, and it's, look at the damage they suffered and incurred and are suffering with permanently. And you always just kind of stop and ask yourself, was it worth it? Now, I see both sides of this. You only have one life to live. Do you want to make some history? And do you want to be on a team? Do you want to have a Super Bowl ring? Do you want to You know, solidify yourself in football history because you don't know how long you are on this earth. I get why people would take that risk. But on the flip side, if you're not going to be a starter, if you're not going to get to play, and you could get cut after a few years, and you are undergoing injuries during practice or during, because if you're, you know, these other players have to be, you know, you got shirts and skins. They have to be the other players that the starters practice up against. And are the injuries worth it? So I don't know about DeMar Hamlin and if he's ever going to play again for the Bills or play again after undergoing that cardiac event. That's pretty scary. That makes you rethink, you know, what you want to do. You know, and, you know, Russell Gage, hopefully he doesn't have any long-term neurological injury. But it's frightening to see we have young men who almost kill themselves for one of the most amazing sports out there. And I'll watch, and I'm like, how can we make this safer? It's almost impossible to make football safer without just completely making the game completely stink and unwatchable. And the concept of football is, you know, the team has to take that ball and get it to the other side. But you have defenders that are going to block you or try to intercept the ball or make you fumble to get a hold of the ball. And it's war. It's strategy. It's combat. And this is why we love it so much. Because if you're a human that didn't, you know, have to fight for your food or have to strategize all that, you get to live that through a football game. And so it's something that you know, every time we see these injuries, we go, well, we got to make it safer. We have to make football safer. Well, I don't know how that's going to happen. You have big guys out there, some of them over 300 pounds, that are coming at you. You have high speed impact, trying to get the interception, trying to force a fumble. You have running plays where Ezekiel Elliott is using his head. You know, people are always asking me what's going on with Zeke. You know, it's like night and day between him and Pollard. Ezekiel Elliott, if you remember, one of the, you know, the reason why his first few years he was so popular and stellar is because he almost killed himself to make those plays. Hurdling, using his head, ramming through the D-line to make the first down. Well, that takes its toll. We would see on the sidelines years ago, Ezekiel Elliott using smelling salts, other people using smelling salts to kind of wake them up, which signified to me that they had some head injury. I wrote an article about that. And then the next week, the cameras stopped showing the smelling salts. You don't see them do it anymore. I don't want to take credit, but all I know is when I wrote about it and said, this looks like it's a pretty common trend, all of a sudden you didn't see it anymore. And I was worried that Ezekiel Elliott was, you know, incurring some head trauma. And he doesn't play like Pollard. It's different. And so is it because he's starting to incur some damage? You know, is he getting CTE? I don't know. Still a great player. But, you know, you looked at Tom Brady's face when Russell Gage got hurt. And, you know, you saw him pretty despondent about, you know, losing and his plays not going through. And Tom Brady is one of the greatest of all time. He is the greatest of all time. And he was able to leave the Patriots, take the Bucks to Super Bowl victory a few years back. And then he struggled in the last year or two. And he has, you know, struggled, whether it's his O-line, whether it's receivers. He had Julio Jones. I mean, he's got Mike Evans. But it's, you know, and I, you know, he's probably thinking, you know, maybe I'm done. I don't think so. I think he might want to have another season because this season didn't end well. And I think he wants to leave on a high note. But, you know, it's, you know, his marriage, not sure if it really had to do with football or not, but his marriage is over. A lot of people who play, and you know, when I speak out about gender transitioning and when I speak out about fertility decisions, and I say, look, we need to have these people that lived through it come back and talk to the kids. And I don't know if maybe we need that with football players, coming back and talking to the younger kids about, hey, guys, you know, I can't ever run again. I'm always in pain. I always need medication. Once the contract ended, I don't make much money anymore. There's no endorsements, which means I have to work a regular job, and it's hard to do that with the pain I have. I get depressed. I need alcohol. I mean, you know, it's fantastic that some of these players, you know, get to be sports, like Tony Romo, you know, gets to work for Fox. Is it? No. Troy Aikman works for Fox Sports. I think Tony Romo is CBS Sports. I have to double check. But, you know, it's great to see these, you know, these quarterbacks be able to go on. And, I mean, Richard Sherman working for Amazon Sports, but Amazon Prime. But that's not everybody. And so when we watch this, I'm very grateful that we have football. And I'm grateful for what the players go through. And I appreciate, but I don't know if I want them doing it for me. I mean, this is some dangerous stuff. And when, you know, we almost lost DeMar Hamlin and, you know, people are almost dying, it really makes us rethink what we're doing. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. When President Biden visits California, he'll see evidence of the absolute power of Mother Nature.
You know, it's scary to think of the force that these waves hit underneath and just broke everything.
Bar owner Chuck Hammers in Capitola on the Central California coast will have to replace all of the flooring in his bar thanks to waves breaking it up from underneath. California's getting a break today as about 3 weeks of near-endless storms have now ended. The World Economic Forum is underway with a prediction that growth will slow down this year, but the IMF chief also predicts the world economy will rebound next year. A new report says businesses that require workers to return to the office are losing out on many job candidates. The Salary Guide and Workplace Trends report says 63% of companies either lost a candidate for a job or job seekers put that company on the back burner when remote working was not possible. Richard Johnson, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Jeremy Renner is back home in Nevada. He has returned home from the hospital, and from what we understand, is going to have a very long road to recovery. And we are being told that his injuries have, quote, left him worse than anyone knows. Now, Jeremy Renner is only 52 years old. He's the mayor of Kingstown star, also played Hawkeye in the Avengers. And he, sources claim that he did almost die waiting for help. So he has a place up on the way to Mount Rose between Reno and Tahoe in Nevada. I'm going to be there later this week. God, I'd love to see him, but I'm sure he's not going to be taking any guests. I'd check on him. I'd be like, how you doing? Let me check the bandages. Let me see what I can do. But he had been helping a stranded driver, and he owns his own snowplows. And I'm not exactly sure what happened, but he was almost crushed to death by his 14,330-pound snowplow on New Year's Day. Now, somebody said that what happened was he went to help, but then the safety wasn't on and started to roll, so he tried to jump on it to jump into the driver's seat, and then he got caught, and then it ran over him. So Jeremy Renner is back home, thank God. He says, outside my brain fog and recovery, I was very excited to watch episode 201 with my family at home. And he said he was able to watch Mayor of Kingstown at home. But he looked pretty, he lost a lot of blood. And I think he's a fantastic actor. But he couldn't wait to get home. He's back at his Lake Tahoe property. He posted some pictures. One of the snow-covered rooftops with a message saying he missed his happy place. And then he also sent a picture warning people to be safe. And you saw an image of the road covered in deep snow. Because the Sierra Nevada's got a bunch of snow with the storm coming in. And so a source told Radar Online that it's much worse than anyone knows. Jeremy is very aware of the fact that he almost died out there. The source said that the right side of his chest was crushed. His upper torso had collapsed. He also had a bad head wound that was bleeding, as well as a leg injury. We understand that he went through multiple surgeries. Word is the damage to his chest was so substantial that it had to be reconstructed in surgery. So he was airlifted to the hospital, and then he underwent surgery. I think it was at Renown. It used to be Washoe Med. I'm not entirely sure if they did the surgery there. He has metal pins in his legs. He has chest surgery. He's had at least two surgeries and might need more. And the body's just trying to heal. He's in a lot of pain. He was having a lot of trouble breathing, and he knew he was in bad shape. And even though, thank God, he's home, it's a good sign. People say doctors are always pessimistic. Doctors are downers. Some of the most dangerous time for recovery is when you leave the hospital. Now, it's dangerous to stay in a hospital when you don't need to. A lot of infections out there. We always try to get people home. We think they're safer around their microbiome and their own bacteria than the hospital. Amazingly, even though hospitals are cleaner, we think you're going to get nosocomial infections or more sick at a hospital than assuming your place is clean and you don't have bed bugs and things like that. So we do want to get you home to recover. We think you may recover better at home. The problem is if you're not breathing well, you're at risk for pneumonia. You're at risk for atelectasis. If you're not moving around, you're at risk for bed sores, cellulitis. You know, we spoke about rib fractures. And one of you had written, why did the doctor try to push pain medication on me? I thought doctors were against pain medication. And I told you rib fractures are one of the very few conditions at an urgent care or ER where we're going to be pretty darn liberal when it comes to pain medication. Because if you have a rib fracture, you're not going to take a deep breath. Well, if you're taking very shallow breaths because it hurts so much, you're not opening up those lungs. If you don't open up those lungs like an accordion, then you get atelectasis, or when the accordion is all compressed together. Bugs and bacteria and pathogens get stuck in there, and then they brew. You need to have big deep breaths. Those of us with Apple Watches, it keeps reminding us to take a big deep breath. Why is it doing that? Because they want us to use our lungs. While we're sitting there working on a computer and not moving much, we're not expanding our lungs. That's why we tell you to exercise every day. I know the guideline is 3 days a week or 5 days a week for 30 minutes, so you get 150 minutes. You need to be exercising every day. And you need to be active throughout the day so you get that big deep breath. And I want everybody to be taking deep breaths throughout the day. That Apple Watch knows what it's talking about. I almost wish it reminded us to do that more. That big deep breath, you get more oxygen. You expand your lungs. You use your lungs. So somebody who had a chest injury, it's too painful to breathe. Then, of course, we worry that in order for him to breathe and get that chest expansion and to overcome the pain, He might need to be on pain medicine for a while. He now can be tolerant to it, become dependent on it. Then that messes with the bowels, messes with his sleep, and messes with his breathing. So the recovery for something so traumatic such as this, I mean, it blows my mind that we are able to heal people. I mean, I look at DeMar Hamlin with the Bills, and we were able to revive him. Not we, I wasn't there, but medical personnel was able to revive him, and he's home and alive. What we are able to do in the medical setting is miraculous with the help of God and with the help of technology. But we were human. And we humans will succumb to things that can overtake us. When somebody is wheelchair-bound or bedridden and can't move, now we have circulation issues. We have to worry about them getting blood clots. Your body's not designed to stay static. Your body's designed to move. So if you are lying in bed because you can't move or you have a leg injury, you're at higher risk for blood clots. We have to either use compression hose or we have to use pneumatic stockings to help push and make your legs think like they're moving. We have to use physical therapy, occupational therapy. We have to get you up and about. I mean, there's only so much we can do. Sometimes we'll put you on blood thinners or prevention of blood clots. You know, you've had all this trauma, now you're going to be on a blood thinner on top of that. And then, of course, the bed sores and the constipation and the bowels and being able to move the bowels. And so, you know, infection, lack of progress with your surgical rehab, lack of progress with physical therapy. So it takes a team of doctors. It takes a team of specialists. It takes a team of physical therapists, occupational therapists, nurses, nutritionists, nurses, physicians, to make sure that when you do go home from an injury like this, you can overcome. And a lot of physicians don't always spend the time telling patients. Patients will go to the hospital, and then they'll come home. And there'll be directions, and they lose them. I always lose my post-op directions, right? But it tells you things you need to be doing. And you need to be on top of, because it's a process when you come back. Same thing happened to colonoscopy. Some of you guys thought you could leave the colonoscopy, you're hungry, now you could go out and go get some Mexican food. I did that. Oh, you're going to be in the bathroom all night. It's going to take a little while for you to come back from that. Your voice, you may not get your voice back if you were, let's say, undergoing a surgery and intubated. So, Godspeed, it's Jeremy Renner. I know it's not easy. And I got to tell you, he was helping somebody, and that's what kind of gets me and shakes my, I will never lose my faith, but it just rattles it a little bit, where you're helping somebody and you almost die while helping somebody. But sadly, these things happen. We're human. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be.
Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So in order to navigate through inflation, recession, work, jobs, it is requiring people to be a little bit more savvy. Now, I was always a buy the book. I'm going to just do it by the book. Don't want to get accused of anything. Don't want to have an appearance of doing anything wrong. So if you're going to pay rent, you're going to pay the exact amount your square footage allows. I'm not going to overcharge you. I'm not going to. Usually, though, honestly, if I had a place, I only had one roommate, so we just cut it in half. We just cut everything in half, and I just thought that was fair. But some people, which has been happening for a while, which is not that
uncommon and does seem a little logical is people will own a house or they will take on a lease of an apartment, take on that responsibility, but then they'll rent out rooms. And when they rent out rooms, they might charge a little bit more. And if some people do it right, without, you know, stealing, if they do it right, they could actually bring in enough rent renting out the other rooms that it could cover the mortgage. Or it could cover the, you know, their rent. Many people who own a home and rent it don't rent it for the exact mortgage cost. They rent it for more, so then they have some extra buffer to pay for upkeep, to pay for water, to pay for whatever's not in the contract, and to make a little profit. So it's not that uncommon. Well, apparently, online, there's been this big controversy. New York Post is reporting how an Australian tenant is getting now shamed because he said he has four housemates pay the entirety of the rent, and he gets to live for free. The individual has been the sole leaseholder for the rental property, so it's a rental property. He sublets out four of the rooms. These people, with their combined rent, end up paying enough where he doesn't have to pay any. Not bad, unless they're not aware. Now, the lease is almost due for renewal. He said that the subletters actually want to be on the lease. So he panicked, because if the subletters want to be on the lease, now they're going to see how much the rent is. And then he now is going to probably have to pay, because if now they're all sharing that liability, sharing that risk of being on the lease, then why does he get to make more? So he took to, the Australian equivalent of Twitter, and he said, seeking advice. I'm currently the head tenant of a 5-bedroom house in the Inner West. I sublet to four others and have done so for 2 years. The lease is coming up for renewal, and the other tenants all wish to sign on. The issue is, I have not been very transparent about the relative rental contributions, and my rent is actually entirely covered by them. How do I go about navigating the situation? So people called him fraudulent. They said it was, you know, he was stealing, he was... you've been lying to people. And so now there's this debate, and I'm sure many other tenants are going to re-look at their living situations to make sure they're not overpaying. But I gotta tell you, when I've rented an apartment, I am sure that that apartment owner was getting a lot more than what that rent was worth, because that's how they make a profit. But what about people subletting? Now, I've advised many young millennials, Gen Zs over the years, and have taught them one way to start making advances in your income and in your net worth is getting some property. And if you get some property, you should rent it out. Now, this was before COVID and the eviction moratorium. That blew, I mean, thank God we didn't have a tenant at the time or any property, but that would have been hell to not have rent being paid. And then in our neck of the woods, in order to get any sort of relief, financial relief, you had to have the tenant sign on. Well, if the tenant gave you the middle finger, then it could take months for you to finally convince the state, okay, the tenant won't help me now, what do I do? But they lived here for free. And it was just a mess. The way COVID, it was a mess. But for those of you that are, you know, well, how do I'm just making a paycheck, and I'm just making a paycheck, paycheck to paycheck. Well, if you do have an apartment, or you do have a home, renting out the basement, renting out another room could give you some extra income. Of course, make sure you know who it is. And I see this all the time. I see people renting out rooms, and they rent out space, or they rent out the garage. You could park your car in our garage, rent space. And we're seeing people be very creative about ways to make extra income. I'll watch your dog. I'll house sit. You need a place to store your animals or a kennel. I'll take care of them when you're out of town. And many of these people also don't necessarily have an LLC or a business license. I think they're supposed to. But many people do this just like, you know, I'll do your landscaping. I'll mow your lawn. People have been doing this under the table with cash forever. I would suggest do it legally. But these are ways that people make extra income. And so I think it's an interesting debate that people have on whether that's fair to do or not. I mean, if I was him, and I understand he doesn't want to pay rent and he doesn't want to lose his tenants, then, you know, he got himself into a pickle. And he could just say, no, guys, you know, I'm just signing the lease. Leave if you want and then get new roommates. But if he doesn't want to pay rent, then he's going to have to find new tenants who'll pay for him. But these are things, and it's funny because when we look at ways to make money, there's a lot of things that you personally have that can bring in income for you. There's a lot of apps out there now where you could sell things that you have. I have garages and rooms full of things that have never been used that I could probably sell. I'm too lazy. I always feel like I need, you know, if I bought it, it's because I really needed it. But you probably have hundreds of dollars of things that you could actually sell if you look at it, put in the time. Garage sales are fantastic. I think garage sales or yard sales are a fantastic way to bring in money. Things you were going to throw out that have worth, you could sell. And somebody finds it valuable, they'll buy it. They'll pay you cash, and now you have extra money. You have parking space. You have living space. You have something. There's ways to make money off of that. Of course, be safe. So it's an interesting topic, and I get that people are pretty mad at this guy, but that's how people are making it ahead. Everybody's asking, why aren't all these people working? Where are they getting their extra money? Well, many of them didn't pay rent for 16 months. Not paying rent for 16 months and collecting unemployment, they saved up some money. Apple was able to sell their new Apple iPhone without a problem. How, with people not working, they saved up? So, you know, I don't want anybody to take advantage of the system, but there's ways that I think you do need to be creative but legal. And I think a lot of people don't realize that there's a lot of things they could offer. Tutoring, I tell people, you could tutor. You could tutor online. You don't even have to go to their house. You could sell tutoring services. There's so many things. You want to teach somebody a language. You're bilingual. And somebody is looking to learn conversational Spanish. They could pay you for lessons. Cleaning. I clean out the refrigerator pretty damn good. And people on Facebook say, I will pay you to come over and clean out my refrigerator. I might take them up on that if I need extra cash. 1-877-DOLLY.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.